The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everyone? It's Bo here from the TV Talk Podcast, and we got another episode of Ms. Marvel. That's right. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I cried. Yeah, I cried during this episode a couple times. It started out very, cheesy? I don't know. Like, at first, like, I was like, okay, what's going on? It reminded me a lot, actually, of the beginning of the Aquaman film where, you know, Aquaman's mom pops up on Aquaman's dad's lighthouse, and he's like, magic lady, I'm cool with this. Oh, we're falling in love. I'm cool with this. Like a very like even keel, like chilling and everything else. I mean, obviously there's a lot more, you know, going on in the world around them, and you know, their entire life is being uprooted and disrupted and everything else. But in terms of like their relationship, there's just very much like, oh, I'm so in love that I'm not even going to ask about the magic lady that just suddenly appeared in my garden. You know, like I'm not going to ask any questions. I'm just going to go with it. And you know, so at first I was like, okay, this does feel a little early Aquaman, but I tell you what, the minute that it came full circle where, Kamala shows up. Now we saw last episode that she popped up during Partition, and I was under the mindset that this was a vision. I did not think it was time travel. And I am so glad that I was wrong, because this was fantastic. Like when it kind of like instantly became aware that her great-grandmother Aisha had called her here, and that she was the miracle that her family has, like, she is her family story, the one that has been passed down from generation to generation, this miracle that is the reason why their family persists and moves on. It's because of her. And like, that was a really, really emotional moment for me. I don't know why, but I just started like just bawling. And, you know, she picks up her grandmother and she's carrying her, and she's like, I don't know how to make stars, but I can make little circles. And then we see that her grandmother is actually able to, you know, move around the hard light. Now, this is something that we see throughout this episode, right? Like, we get a little bit of a revelation that I don't know if it's the bangle. I don't know if it's the kind of the universe that the bangle is connected to, but something about that activates the DNA in Kamala's family, but then also with Cameron. Like in this episode, we see that because of this, because of the interaction in some form or fashion, that activates her grandmother's genetic code so that she was able to kind of create this trail of stars, right? And then we see in Cameron, like the portal opens up and his mom calls to him. And suddenly for the first time, we see him like activating these powers. And so we still don't know fully what's going on. There's a lot of nods to the Inhumans, which makes sense because obviously there is, you know, more of an Inhuman connection in the comics. I don't think we're going in that direction. I do think that we are going with more of an interdimensional standpoint, but I don't know. Something else that's interesting here is the time travel element. Like, it was a great storytelling device and it was fantastic. And I loved, you know, the way in which that generational healing goes from the supernatural to the very personal, with like the mom and the grandmom and the daughter all coming together and sharing generational stories, working through generational trauma, like just being very open and loving and understanding and embracing of each. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful episode. It's a beautiful moment. And I love whenever these superhero shows are able to do this, mix the fantastic with the very fundamental. And like this episode did that so very well. But on the time travel element, like this is the thing that I keep kind of mentally coming back to. Like, again, I loved it as a storytelling device, but why? Like, and I don't mean that in like a judgment, like, why would they do this? No, like literally, like, what's the tech here? What does this tell us about the power set, the technology, the magic that's connected to the bangle or the universe or whatever it is. Because before, everything that we've been getting is really more about this. We got kind of this alternate dimension, and we've got this, you know, hard light manipulation, right? Like, these are kind of the super fantastic elements at play. Time travel is very new. We haven't really gotten a chance to see that in this story. Now, it's not new for the Marvel universe. We've seen time travel work in a couple of different ways, right? Like, especially right now with, you know, we've got the TVA, all right? They've got their time travel style. We've got the Time Stone. That's their time travel, you know, that's a time travel style. We've got what Hulk and Iron Man threw together at the end of Endgame. So we got Avengers time travel style. A lot of time travel. You know, there's a lot of ways that time travel exists in this universe, and that's perfectly fine. So the question is here, like, this is interesting because this, I think this is different time travel than what we've gotten before, because this is more of like Terminator rules, right? Like, this is like, she is existing in, it's a paradoxical loop. She's existing in the timeline that cannot exist without her getting involved, or so it would seem. And so from that standpoint, it is very different, because everything else that we've seen is time travel manipulation breeds these different branch universes. We do see that in, you know, the Avengers and in Endgame, and as confirmed by the TVA, what occurred there was supposed to happen. But even in so doing, it did create these branch universes that one imagines the TVA, you know, trimmed at some point. I mean, we did actively see them do that with one of them. They pruned one of the branches. So here it's unique, because we're not seeing a branch universe. We're actually seeing a time loop that is native to our own timeline. And I think that's a fascinating concept from a kind of a larger, you know, universal impacting thing. So interesting. It'll be, I'm very curious to see if like the bangle itself or the universe that it's connected to, but whether it's a negative zone or something else, like I'm hoping we get some kind of explanation for that. We might not, you know, we might not. Time travel can be a little crazy. And, you know, I know there's going to be some people who might look at this and be like, wow, they said that time travel in the Marvel Cinematic Universe is like this and it branches out the blah, 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 blah. True. But there are other elements of time travel that we've also seen in What If. So like we've also seen time travel work in different ways. I think it depends on the method that's being used and how it impacts the timeline or how it relates to the timeline. So, all right. You know, I got to talk about time travel. That's just, you know, it's a hallmark of the TV talk show. We always kind of dive in there. I loved this episode. In my mind, this is the best one that we got so far. I am shocked. It started off in a way that I was thinking like, ooh, you know, this is fine. This is great. It's kind of a really, really fast time jump love story of how our great grandparents met. And that's it's good. Like, you know, this is filling in some of the gaps and yada, yada, yada. I didn't realize how quickly it went from that, which is a just perfectly fine origin story of her family, to, oh my gosh, this is like the emotional like climax of this entire series. It was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic episode. Definitely my favorite so far. What are your thoughts? Head over to tvtalk.fm. You can find our contact information there. We'd love to hear what you're thinking about this series. We've got the final episode of Ms. Marvel coming at you next week, so stay tuned for that. And until next time, I'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.